Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight.
Good afternoon, and God bless each and every one of you. Know that God sees and cares about everything that has happened in our lives. Remember, you are very special to God, and He will always hear you and answer your prayers, but only in His time frame. He wants to show Himself strong in and through you. He has given you His Holy Spirit to equip you in this life. Today, I just want to encourage you to stay in faith and don't forget and don't get negative towards yourself or your future. Today is April the 25th, 2016, and my name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith. I am your co-host together with my gifted and awesome husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the host of our dynamic Blog Talk Radio broadcast, Come Together for Change, which airs every Monday afternoon from 3:30 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and is sponsored by our God-appointed ministries, Men in Search of Change, and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. Now, for those of you who are not aware, our inspired Blog Talk Radio program is geared towards the sole purpose of helping you make the necessary changes you need to accomplish your goals and God-given destiny through understanding the change process in order to be victorious in all that you do in obedience to God while you are traveling throughout your spiritual journey. Just know that God sits high and looks low and will take care of those who are obedient to His holy word on a daily basis. Just trust God. If He said it, He will do it. Praise God. Just so you know, unless we come together for a change in love, for a change in faith, for a change in peace, and in Jesus' mighty name, we will never receive the full blessings that God truly has in store for us. For we must change what we have been doing in the past in order to change your goals. Again, you have turned into our anointed Blog Talk Radio program entitled Come Together for Change. I would certainly like to welcome our faithful listeners, our brand new listeners, and our devoted partners. We truly have an awesome blessing prepared for you today, straight from heaven. Now, before you grab your Bible, your pen, and your notepad, why don't you give someone you care about a blessing and tweet them or text them, call them, or run right next door and tell a neighbor that Come Together for Change is in the air. It's on the air right now in the blessed city of Las Vegas, Nevada. All you have to do is dial 646-200-0578 while we are broadcasting for the next 30 minutes. We surely don't want them to miss this anointed word of God. And if perhaps you are just turning in to our blessed and amazing radio broadcast a little later, if you've missed any of our previous inspired messages, you may simply go to Facebook under Hudson or Shalia Griffith, or to hear our previous messages, you may log into our website, which is www.meninsearchofchange.com, and then click on the topic, Come Together for Change. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and click on any day you wish to hear the entire broadcast or other messages all the way back to 2010. Now, at this time, I would like to let you know what our inspiration for this week is, which has been brought to you by our host, Senior Chaplain Elder Griffin, who wrote this inspiration, and it goes as follows. Obedience to God's word is the gateway to personal happiness and enjoyment in this world, while disobedience opens doors to unknown consequences that could be painful and bring untold sadness. Following any book of instructions will help you to get the best out of any new appliance or that unknown journey you are embarking upon. The Holy Bible will help you on your journey through life, especially in dealing with people. What you think will determine what you say. What you say will determine what you do. What you do will determine where you end up in life. So do not allow your feelings to dictate your actions. Stay true to what you know is right. Amen. Now our topic for today is, or for this week, speak the word. Again, our topic for today, so you can write this down, speak the word. And our main scripture will be found in St. Matthew, the 8th chapter, the 5th through the 13th verse. Now, I will read this, but make sure you write it down. St. Matthew, 8th chapter, 5 through 13, and it reads as follows. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come unto my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily, verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into utter darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. Again, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed with the same self hour. That is our topic and our scripture. And then our main scripture, which I read, now at this time to receive your special blessing from God for this week, it certainly gives me an honor as well as a great pleasure to introduce to some and to present to others my amazing beloved husband and gifted speaker of today, the host of Come Together for Change, the anointed, blessed, powerful, and dynamic Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffin, a man after God's own heart, a man that never moves unless it is from the almighty unction of God, and loves the Lord with all his heart, mind, and soul. Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffin.
Thank you very much, Aaliyah. It's a wonderful privilege of mine to come your way another afternoon. It's a wonderful privilege to know that Jesus Christ is alive. It's a wonderful privilege to know that since he is alive, since he rose from the grave and was seen by 500 people before he went into heaven, I tell you this, that this is a very important situation because Jesus is alive, and because he is alive, we can talk to him. Because he is alive, we know that his word will not go, will not just leave and go utterly by itself. No, we just want you to know that Jesus Christ is alive and his church is alive as well. That is why we call our program Come Together for Change. The change that you need to see in this world is going to be made by the people of God who are part of the church. And we just want to thank God for having his way in this world. This evening we're talking to you about speak the word. Now we heard the story that Jesus told about the centurion. The centurion was a man under authority. He was a man who was responsible for 100 people. And he had one of his servants who was sick. And he said to Jesus, I want you to heal my servant. And as he said this, Jesus said, I will come unto you. Because most people do not believe unless they see. Most people do not believe unless they can touch. Most people do not believe unless they have a reason to see, touch, taste, smell, whatever. So Jesus said, I will come. But here's the centurion. This centurion said, look, you don't have to come. You don't have to come under my roof because I am a man under authority. And when I speak to one and say, go, he goes. And when I speak to another and say, come, he comes. Therefore, you are the same person with authority, and you only have to speak the word. That's what we're talking about this evening. Speak the word. Jesus wants us to speak the word. Because this man, this centurion, he said, all I want you to do is to speak the word. And as he spoke the word, the centurion's servant was healed that same very hour. And Jesus said, I have not seen so great faith, no, not in Israel. And it was interesting because at this point in time, we understand that God is in complete control. And this man, this centurion, was full of faith. How many of us have the faith to believe that God can do miracles? How many of us have the faith to believe that the things we say that God is able to do? Because this man, this centurion, he said, just speak the word. How many of you out there today are in sit-down situations? And you don't know that you can speak the word, but God wants us to speak the word. And we are going to look at St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 20. St. Matthew 17, verse 20. Because I want you to see that Jesus himself said that we need to be able to speak to our problems, speak to our difficulties. We need to be able to speak to the things that is harassing us. We need to speak to the things that is bringing difficulties in our lives. And God is saying to us today, are you ready? Are you ready to speak to your difficulties? St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 20.
And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you.
Okay, we hear Jesus saying that we need to speak to all mountains. This was a situation when Jesus had come down from the mountain, and here was a man who had a son who was a lunatic, and he came to Jesus' disciples and asked for healing. But Jesus' disciples, disciples were not able to do it. And they asked Jesus why they couldn't do it. And Jesus said it was because of their unbelief. And many of us today cannot make it through because of our unbelief. Many of us today, because we don't believe, because of our doubt, because of our fears, we can't get things to happen. I want to suggest to you today that if you know that God is on your side, you don't have to be afraid. You have to be able to speak to your mountain, or like the centurion said, just speak the word. Speak the word is what the centurion said, and Jesus says, speak to your mountains. I want to suggest to you today that you need to say unto your mountains of weakness, your mountains of sickness, your mountains of doubt, your mountains of distress, your mountains of disappointment, your mountains of discouragement, your mountains of depression, your mountains of fear, your mountains of unbelief. Jesus says, speak to the mountain, and you have to be able to have the faith to believe, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, you cannot see where God will lead you. Many times God is calling upon you to get up and go and to do things. Many times God is speaking to you and saying, just don't sit there. Get up and go. And you are just looking at the circumstances, and you are not going forward in faith. You're looking at the circumstances, and you are not listening to the voice of God. But God wants us to be obedient to his voice. And amen, he speaks to you. He wants you to get up and go. He wants you to speak to your mountains. He wants you to speak the word. Just like this centurion servant said, look, you don't have to come. You only have to speak the word, because the word is powerful. The word of God is quicker and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joint and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So we only have to be able to know the word. We have to be able to know the word in order to speak it. That's why Jesus said, you have to know the word. You have to know the word in order to speak it. That's why Jesus said, speak to your mountains. Speak to your fears. Speak to whatever is holding you back. Speak to them. Let them know that Jesus is the God of the impossible. Jesus is the God of the supernatural. Whatever your situation, you know, in life sometimes the devil brings situations to cause us to be afraid. He brings situations that cause us to doubt. And we look at the circumstances and we're not able to get them and do what God would have you to do. But I am suggesting to you today that just as the centurion has said, you don't have to come under my roof, just speak the word. I am suggesting to you today that you need to speak the word. The word of God is strong. The word of God, because it is interesting to know that you have to. Once you speak the word, God will take you through. The word says, you know, many people are not able to speak the word because they have not studied it. The word says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Therefore, you've got to be, you can't speak the word if you don't know it. And in Psalm 119, verse 90-11, it says, wherefore shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Now, you cannot sin against God if you do, if you know his word. You can't sin against God if you are willing to be obedient to his word. You've got to be willing to be obedient. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Are you ready to listen to God's word and speak the word? Not just sit down and look at your circumstances, but I want you to be able to get up and speak the word. When the devil comes to offend you, when the devil comes to disrupt you, when the devil comes to discourage you, you need to speak the the word. You need to say, get thee behind me, Satan. You need to be able to say to the devil, you need to be able to submit yourself to God. You need to be able to resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. What are you doing? Are you speaking the word to the devil? Are you letting him know that you know who he is? Are you letting him know that you are a child of the living God? Are you letting him know that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world? No, you cannot allow the devil to mash up things for you. You cannot allow the devil to break up things for you. You cannot allow the devil to come in and destroy your life and your family. You cannot allow the devil to mess things up. You have to stand strong. You have to stand strong in faith, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So it's the word of God that brings faith. It's the word of God that is going to bring the deliverance. It's the word of God that's going to help you on your way, because the deliverance formula is H-O-H. You've got to be able to be honest. You've got to be able to be obedient. You've got to be able to be humble. And if you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, he will release his power. He will deliver you from whatever circumstances holding you back, or whatever meanness the devil will try to put in your way, whatever weakness. He is able to hold you back. And as that centurion said, speak the word. He spoke to Jesus out of faith. He spoke to Jesus because he understood that Jesus was a man in authority. And he said, all you got to do is speak the word, and my servant will be healed. And do you know that when they went home and they checked the time, that the man was healed the same very hour that this centurion said, speak the word. So I'm suggesting to you today, if your faith is strong, and if it is not even strong, but you need to be able to release your faith in God, that he could do the impossible for you. God wants you to know that he loves you, but his love for you will not go far if you are not willing to speak the word, if you're not willing to say what he wants you to say. I want to pray for you this evening that God will give you the courage, that God will give you the strength to speak the word. When the devil comes to oppress you, when the devil comes to afflict you, all you have to do is to speak the word. Are you ready? Are you willing to speak the word? Are you willing to see sickness go from you? Are you willing that your mountains of doubt and distress and disappointment and discouragement will go from you as you speak the word? You need to speak to the mountains. Jesus said, if you say to this mountain, be removed and go yonder. You know, some people say, well, it's a literal mountain. Well, it doesn't have to be literal. It can be any circumstance that is standing up like a mountain. It could be any circumstance that is holding you down. It could be any circumstance that is bringing difficulty. I want you to know that God loves you, and he is going to work things out for you. Don't look at the circumstances. He is going to work things for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you right now on the behalf of all those who are listening, all those in the hearing of my voice who've been going through difficult times, who've been going through disappointments, who've been going through discouragements, who've been going through depressions, who've been going through fears and doubts, Lord, and they have not been able to lift up their eyes to the hills from which comes their help. They've not been able to look and see that you are the God of the impossible, and that you are able to solve their problems. Lord, we have been hanging on, Lord Jesus. The devil has been causing them to stay, Lord, in a state of drugs and smoking and things that have been holding them down. But in the name of Jesus, I release the power of the Holy Spirit. I speak a word of faith over their lives, and I loose them from every hallucination. condition. I loose them from everything that's holding them back, and I set them free, that they will do what is right in the name of Jesus. If you are sick today, by the name of Jesus being spoken to you, you need to get up and walk. Regardless of the circumstance, you need to get up. You need to know that God is able to do the impossible in your life right now. God bless you. Have yourself a pleasant afternoon. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, friends and faithful listeners, this is all the time that we do have for now. We thank you so much for listening to our radio broadcast coming together for a change. We pray that your plate is full with the wonderful teachings of Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith. So get excited as you begin to digest your spiritual food for this week, as your blessings begin to shower you with God's greatness. In my closing, do drop us a line this week and let us know how you are perceiving our program. Our mailing address is Come Together for a Change. It is located at P.O. Box 90553, Henderson, Nevada, 89009. Or you can email us at hwgministries@gmail.com or sgriffith2010@aol.com. And if you are ever in need of prayer or counseling, or if you have any questions, just feel free to call Chaplain Elder Hudson Griffith at 702-454-5717. Know that you are next in line for amazing blessing. Just look for it. God will do it. For you were created by Almighty God to live a blessed and fulfilled life. So we look forward to speaking with you on next Monday at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. Next Monday is May the 2nd, 2016. So call, tweet, or text a friend, a neighbor, an associate, or family member, and ask them to join us on Block Talk Radio next Monday, May the 2nd. Please do so. You will be blessed, and they will be doubly blessed. We pray that you truly had a life-changing, prayer-answered, productive, and amazing, glorious week. And just remember, go ahead and speak the word, and know that God will bless you in all that you ask for.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, get up.